Okay, audio listener, I will keep this short and sweet. There's a full hour on Mug Club here today. There's no way we could talk about it here on the audio version that you were listening to. But if you want to continue listening for free, please just leave a rating and review, whether you're Apple, whether you're Android. And in honor of Jen Psaki, moving on to MSNBC, which we'll discuss today, the phrase that you need to include in your review is go broad, go. We will also accept go away or broad, get away from me.
Around here.
Hi! Who are you?
Well, sir, my name is Stephen Crowder, and these here are the Mug Club Z's from Lighter with Crowder, late night comedy of salvation to salve the soul. And we hear you might have a platform for us to upload our videos to.
Well, that all depends. You boys do conservative videos?
Sir, we are a cub. Let's all accept our all accept our half Asian lawyer standing in the corner over there.
Well, I really don't do conservative videos. I'm looking for more SJW socialist material. Well, we just have started featuring 5 Young Turk videos every day, deplatforming everybody else. So thanks for stopping by.
Well, sir, Mug Club and Lot of Crowder have been steeped in socialism. Heck, you silly with it, ain't you, Z?
Hell, wait over.
That's right. We ain't really conservatives.
I'll accept that half Asian lawyer standing in the corner over there.
I have a show in constant sorrow. It seems trouble all its day. I've been shadowed, demonetized. Notifications won't work for days. Notifications won't work for days. For 3 long years I've been in trouble, shadow banned and don't subscribe. For Susan Wojcicki deemed our content classified. It's classified borderline. Then he practiced law, that's what they say. Now he sticks it to those big tech bitches. He puts the lids in litigate. He puts the lids in litigate.
That's the sound of Monday.
Ooh.
That's the Ooh. ASMR Monday. It's Monday. Sounds like someone's got a case of the Mondays.
Oh, stop it.
I know. It's disgusting. Can you believe some people are into that?
I don't know that they do the chewing part.
I don't know. I assume they're German. Okay. We have a lot to get to. And I know he's not German. He's South African, but he has one of those weird accents.
Mm.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
We're wondering, what is he? Is he German? You know, I don't know. I don't buy it. But he's now the largest stakeholder in Twitter.
Really?
That's a big change. So people are mad about it, which is funny to me. You would think that the woke, you know, leftists would be thrilled that the person who basically spearheaded the modern electric car movement is now in charge of one of the biggest tech platforms, and or not in charge, but has the biggest say in.
Well.
But no. They had to boot him from California.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
If you can't make green policies work in California, how can you make it work? Also, the Grammys, I don't know if you know this, apparently Louis C.K. winning the award. That's an example of cis white men. We'll debunk that. And more importantly, the southern border. Everyone's talking about Russia and Ukraine. And look, we've talked about that. We feel like we've mined that as much as we can. no one's talking about what's going on in the southern border. When I say no one, I mean very few. So hold your comments there. Not nobody ever. But it's not being discussed with the same level of intensity as what's happening halfway. I mean, halfway, really completely across the globe, but halfway right. is the longest point.
That's about
sort of like when someone says he did a 360. Well, then he didn't change anything. He's doing the same thing. You mean he did a 180?
Just looked like an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, yeah. He just did a 360. It's okay. Like, that's just a trick. So it's a problem. And we're looking at a record number of illegal immigrants will be coming into this country. And of course, you know, it'll be nice that these people can vote. That's part of the big plan. You don't need to believe in a conspiracy to understand the Great Reset. You just need to observe what's happening around you. So my question before any of that to you, question of the day, helps with the YouTube algorithm, is if you could choose any country to which you would illegally immigrate, which would it be? You can't say the United States. And if you say Canada, you'll be doxxed. So.
I think going to Canada is punishment enough.
Yes, exactly. If we lived in Canada, we'd punish ourselves. Name that movie line. All right, Gerald A., he already spoke up. He's here. You know him. How are you, sir?
I am well. How are you?
I still have a neck injury, but you know, that's
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you look up too quickly?
I did look. That's exactly what happened.
You know, when you get...
No, that is exactly what happened.
Well, cops walked in.
Yes.
When you get past a certain age, that's all it takes, and you never want to describe that. You're like, yeah, somebody punched me.
No, what happened was I was in the gym doing deadlifts, and I heard a sound in the gym, and it was this. Someone went, ah! And so I went, ah! Like that. It was a, ah!
That was the sound. They had the Batman turn?
Yeah. What? Otherwise, there's only two ways that you hurt your neck. And you guys can comment below. You know what those two ways are if you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. And we also have here, you know him, you love him. Him and I will be, we're on tour, but specifically May 14th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Tulsa Ballroom. There are some tickets left there. You can go to LiderWithCrowder.com/tour to see all the other dates, but a lot of them are sold out. Check your town. But Tulsa, Oklahoma, May 14th is a big-ass room. We're looking forward to it. At Landau Dave, how are you, sir?
Good. Ahoy, friend. How are you?
I'm fine. What's that on your shirt?
It's an elephant.
Oh.
Because an elephant never forgets a friend.
Oh, they also never forget abuse.
Yeah, no, they don't. I own a circus where I hurt them.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
They do tricks.
Yeah. I also have a bearded lady who I have hooked on the opium.
Yep, she enjoys it.
She will do anything for one of those droppers. Okay, more of a tincture, really. I'm an apothecarist.
Yes.
I'm a drug dealer.
That's
yeah.
Well,
I just call it apothecary.
I give freaks drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically what I do.
That's what they want.
So yeah. Before I move on to everything.
Their parents did them.
Well, sorry. Have you seen his parents? He doesn't look like them.
Oh, no.
No, they were taking steroids.
Gerald.
Yeah. No, Gerald's parents absolutely did.
Yeah, they come up to about here.
Are
you serious?
He's a very tall crack baby.
Yeah.
What?
They're definitely my parents, but I like
they have a weird genetic profile where they actually crack made him grow larger and stronger.
Wow. Yes. Good for you.
Love Parmesan.
Yeah. Yep.
And drywall. Okay, before we get to all of that,
paint chips.
SNL returned to full cringe. This time they were. This is also how you know, like, SNL has decided. This is something that's kind of important. You look at it culturally. At one point, you know, you have Carson, right, where 50 million people would tune in. There was a sort of centralized focal point of the country where you had things that would be referenceable because everyone was reading the same newspapers, watching the same news. So, okay, this is the material that's broad enough to work. With SNL now, they've decided to go leftist politic niche because they're doing a sketch mocking Clarence Thomas, of course, Justice Clarence Thomas, for having been in the hospital and his wife in January 6th. They're desperately trying to make a thing. Yeah. Unless you read the liberal blogs or watch, God forbid, CNN or MSNBC, it's probably not a story that you're following. So that tips SNL's hand as to where they're leaning now and to whom they're catering. Here is the sketch. Dave has not watched it yet because I didn't want to subject him to it twice. Clarence Thomas on SNL.
Okay, guys, speaking of truths, all right, crush of the week. Ted Cruz absolutely wiped the floor with Ketanji Brown Jackson last week by waving a children's book at her.
So powerful.
Fatality.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Is that supposed to be Brian Kilmeade?
The First Amendment.
I'm not sure. Thanks.
They nailed the set and nothing else.
Honorable Justice Thomas, you were just in the hospital. Is that right?
That's what they say.
Yeah. Keenan Thompson's always funny.
Yeah. So what's going on? You feeling okay?
I guess we'll see.
Hello? Mr. President? Are you on FaceTime?
If you build it, I will come. Hello, friends. Can you see me?
Mr. President, wow, what a treat. Thanks for fitting us into your busy schedule.
Now, sir, the January 6th committee hearing
is great Trump.
Gearing
up
to make all sorts of claims. So let's just put this to rest. Did you commit a coup,
You know he's
sir?
Not the president,
no,
right?
No. You know what? There was no coup. It was an event, perhaps a take-back event, a coup, perhaps. But I don't like coup. I just don't like coup. I don't like the P at the end of coup. I think you should take that P and push it. We're pushing P. Of course, if you take off P from coup, you have cow, which goes moo. Which, you know, perhaps that's where they get coup. But do coup, who do? You do. Do what? Remind me of the babe. But yes.
I appreciate the labyrinth reference.
Ways,
yeah, that's not bad.
It was an intentional planned coup, yes.
Now, here's the thing. Take away all the money, meaning the set and the makeup. The guy does a great Trump voice.
He does.
You know, he doesn't really
voice works.
Look a ton like Trump. That's where they have the makeup that comes into play. All the makeup still doesn't make them look anything like the Fox and Friends hosts. Take away the budget and you end up with, you know, distill it down to the writing.
Does the CIA actually write the sketch or do they just give them pointers?
Yeah. Well, they show up.
Oh, I see.
And they claim that they're just teenage fans.
Oh, I got you.
And SNL looks at their demo like, we don't have any teenage fans.
Like Steve Buscemi with the skateboard.
Yes. Hello, fellow kids.
Hey, what's up?
So they were trying to obviously go after Clarence Thomas, the most conservative Supreme Court justice, trying to embarrass him. But I guess, you know what, they couldn't make Clarence Thomas as uncomfortable as former Vice President Joe Biden did at the hearings.
Legislators in defeating the Nunes plan in the basement said, quote, we already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
Well, he can say it because he has a dementia pass.
That's the real president.
Yes.
That's the one who's in office.
Can we play it again? He's balder then than he is now. Look
at this.
Legislators in defeating the Nunes plan in the basement said, quote, we already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
So,
jeez,
first off,
he wanted to get back in the black pool.
Yes, exactly. Your
nice
hair typically regrows once it gets gray. It's like, I was bald until my gray hair grew in.
Yes, no.
Don't stick the R even when you're quoting Joe.
What an idiot.
Twice.
That just tells you how it's like Steven Seagal, where he thinks that we don't know that he's using the spray paint from the old, the infomercial late at night. He's like, no, I've never used hair plugs. This is we saw you when you were 25 and you were going bald.
Already bald.
Right.
And now you have the Bela Lugosi perfect triangular widow's peak. We don't buy it. Like Joe Biden thinks that people just think, oh, yeah, that's his normal hair. He was bald at 40 and now he has a full head of gray hair.
Yeah, you and movie vampires.
Yes.
Even though in your first movie you don't have that.
Right. Exactly. You just don't get to do it. If you're in the public eye, you either have to start the plugs from the get-go so that it's believable, or you just have to go with the bald look. You have to go with the Mr. Freeze look. You don't have the option of then just coming out one day like, no, look, I have a full head of hair.
Totally normal.
Yeah, the fatter Steven Seagal gets, the more karate uniforms he wears.
Yes.
You notice that?
Yes.
Like, he just wears them as robes.
Yes.
Like, that's what we're not going to notice.
Yeah, just a muumuu with a Chinese collar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've become more Asian.
Yeah. Now he has his Russian passport. You see, he has his Russian citenship.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, he's
just an absolute, he's Steven Seagal.
I mean, he's amazing.
Yes, he's he's amazing.
Yes. He's teaching them how to run.
Yes, exactly.
I think he's a stacking doll of himself.
Yes.
That's why he's in Russia.
Yes, there's just different phases of Steven Seagal's career inside of him.
Yeah. This is hard to kill.
Here's Half Past Dead. There's Hard to Kill. There's Under Siege 2.
Yeah, here's me, 400 pounds, playing a Fender all sweaty at a bar.
Yes. There's me as a cop in New Orleans.
Okay.
Here's me wheezing against a van just now.
Yes. Here's the van tipping over.
Now, it's a high center of gravity. It was more of an SUV van. Now, let's move on to Elon Musk.
My eyes hurt from wearing sunglasses all the time.
They're more hunting glasses.
Yes.
That's why they're yellow.
Tactical.
So, as of this morning, Elon Musk has reportedly acquired a 9.2% stake in Twitter.
Boom.
That makes him the largest individual shareholder of the company, surpassing Vanguard and BlackRock, which I love.
Yes.
I love that.
Not a fan of Vanguard and BlackRock. Hey, I want you to comment below. I was just talking about this when I was taking the twins for a walk with my parents this weekend, and we were walking through a neighborhood, and there's some businesses, that area where there are shops and restaurants.
Yeah.
And I was, have you ever experienced in your lifetime home prices that are soaring, right? You can't buy a house.
It's insane.
But then you go down the main streets, all the businesses are closed. That's where you know there's this weird disconnect. Because it's not people buying the homes, it's these giant corporations, right, who want to create a permanent class of renters. I remember when we had, for example, the recession that had taken place in 2009. Well, what happened? There were a bunch of foreclosures. There were a bunch of empty houses. There were also a bunch of empty businesses.
Yeah.
Or then when it came back, you know, you had Donald Trump, you had home prices going up, but you had record low unemployment. You had businesses that were flourishing. This is the first time I can remember ever in my 30 plus years on this earth, home prices soaring. That market is something you can't even catch up with. It's just absolutely ablaze. And then more businesses, I should say a good portion, more than I've ever seen in my lifetime, completely shut down. There was a strip mall area. There used to be a donut shop, a cleaner's, a jewelry repair.
Yeah.
All three of them closed. It's a really, really weird dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Well, try bidding on a house now.
Yeah, I know.
You have somebody come in who's actually part of an investment group pretending that they're not, and they're going to outbid you by 50 grand on a house that's 300. It's insane.
Yeah, it is.
It really is crazy.
Because the people aren't the ones who are able to buy these houses.
Well, no, and nobody's going to, who's going to put that kind of money into a house?
Right.
Nobody.
And then people bitch about redlining. It's like, do you have any idea the kind of monster you're creating? Oh, that's right. They're too big to fail, said Elizabeth Warren. My point is Elon Musk, more shares in BlackRock. I love it. And it doesn't mean that I'm entirely sold on Elon Musk. The shares of the company went up 26% after Musk's purchase.
Yeah, the announcement was made today. This happened a few weeks ago, but he had to disclose it.
Right.
And he made $1 billion so far.
On paper.
Well, yeah, all he has to do is sell it if he chooses to get out of it. But $1 billion, not so bad on profit in, what, 2.5 weeks?
Yeah.
It works out well.
No, it works out well. And here's what I do like to see. He tweeted out a couple of things. People are focusing on him sort of doing an end zone dance, but this is what I think is most telling. He tweeted out, given that Twitter serves as the de facto public town square, failing to adhere to free speech principles fundamentally undermines democracy. What should be done? That's not just a, you know, you see grifters who sometimes say, oh, I'll appeal to the right, and you have these people on the left who say, it's way easier to make money appealing to the right. Really? SNL, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, right?
Just everybody.
The fact is, there's Fox News does well, and so do programs like this, because they're what? An alternative. Alternatives tend to do well with an alternative audience, but it's an alternative to what? Everything in the mainstream. That being said, there are some grifters out there who aren't necessarily genuine, and they do see some kind of an economic opportunity. This isn't that. This seems to be a guy who understands genuinely that nothing changes outside of removing the safe harbor rules with Section 230.
Yeah.
The arguments that we've been making for a long time. The arguments that I can't fully discuss. Things that have been going on behind the scenes as it relates to this. But that is something that I'm happy to see. The largest stakeholder on Twitter saying, hey, we can't keep doing this if we're the town square. That's important legalese there.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been making that town square point for a while. And remember, this is the guy that founded X.com that ended up merging and ended up going into PayPal. And their whole purpose was to go against centralized banks and give people more freedom.
Right.
This isn't new for Elon.
Yeah.
This is something that
then PayPal decided to start banning conservatives.
Well, he sold out of it, right?
Yeah.
So, but this is consistently what he's been doing. So I hope he takes that same stance here. And somebody's going to say, oh, it's only 9.3%. Do you understand what happens when the largest shareholder walks in to a major corporation like this and says, I want to meet with the CEO?
Right.
Do you want a Carl Icahn coming in and totally changing everything?
He basically walks in and goes, I would like to meet with the CEO, and there's my penis.
Yeah.
I believe it is the largest in the room.
Yes.
It is 9.2% larger.
It's roughly 1.2% more than any of you have.
Yeah. Also, I have flamethrower. Does anyone want to argue?
Yes.
No, okay, don't wait up.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he owns almost 10% of Twitter. That's a lot.
Yeah,
that is a lot.
I'm really glad to see it. And I hope, I hope we see some changes. This is one thing that Republicans screwed up. They had power. Donald Trump did not do enough. And you can see right now Democrats are running as quickly as possible to try and get more control. You saw it with Jen Psaki calling for more censorship. You see it with the hearings that take place. Very, very different tone from, unfortunately, it was nothing but hearings with Mark Zuckerberg. It was nothing but hearings with people from YouTube. Republicans didn't do a whole lot. But now liberals are trying to enact legislation. I hope that I don't think they will be able to try and gain more control over social media. So if someone in the billionaire class decides to wield that power against these evil, I won't say, of course, pedophile satanic ring.
No,
it's not true. I will just say evil
people,
pieces of shit.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's more conjecture.
Yes.
You don't need to fact check it.
It's an opinion.
It's an opinion, really.
Yeah.
My opinion is that they are equivalent to human pieces of shit.
It's an opinion based on the fact that they are.
Yeah.
Right.
Also striking similarities.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Spirit cooking. Did I say that out loud?
I don't know what that is.
Is that what Alec Baldwin's wife does with her feet?
With her fake Spanish accent cooking show. I am going to cook the spirit. I put in the peppers because they're hot. Where are the hot peppers, damn it? I put in the peppers.
I'm going to get my gun.
Yes. Don't worry. It's nothing but blanks, and I don't know how to pull the trigger.
Then how did you shoot the lady?
It wasn't me. It was Stephen Baldwin.
Yes.
It's that other Baldwin.
No, you always blame on Stephen Baldwin, the lesser Baldwin. Is you?
He's Billy, not Billy Baldwin.
He's Billy, who used to be William.
So now...
You're not likable now that you're Billy. No, always unlikable.
Don't get me started on Daniel. He looks like you, but too fat.
He's very fat.
They all look the same. I just have to go by the fatness, the chart of fatness, and then a little bit maybe who's stupid with Stephen Baldwin. He looks like he's not too smart in the face, you know, the eyes.
The anger chart. You are on top, honey.
Yes.
You are on top of the anger chart.
You punch the reporter, you punch your wife, you yell at your daughter,
you kill
you
a lady.
you kill a lady. You're very mad.
Yeah, he's a mad person. Here's your foot dinner.
So, of course, the liberal crowd is upset with Elon Musk. Now he has a huge influence on Twitter. And I will say this. He's been taking some risks. I don't know if you saw his meme about John Lennon. Can we bring that up? Where it's him saying, imagine no possessions, nothing to kill or die for. And then he gets shot. Now, I did a video on this in 2009 about John Lennon. And I think it got removed from YouTube. This is something I always thought was just, I mean, imagine no possessions. You mean like three Rolls Royces and a penthouse in the Upper West Side?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Also, nothing to kill or die for means nothing to live for. I don't know. I hate that song. I hate everything about
it.
I hate that it plays. I also hate his stupid Christmas song.
I don't care for much of what he did at all.
No.
That offends you because it's Christmas and you can't screw with Christmas.
Especially the fact that he's John Lennon and he just dated somebody with no ass.
Yeah. Well, the good news is he cheated on her while in between beatings of his son.
Well, that's true. He was a good man.
Yeah, he was a good man, that John Lennon. He wore the Harry Potter glasses ahead of his time.
Yes. He hurt kids.
Yep.
Ahead of his time as well, apparently.
Yeah, that's true.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Musk and Twitter. My guess is he'll try and find a way to force him out. There's going to be a lot of pressure behind the scenes.
I hope he puts tons of pressure. And if they force him out, fine. If he sells, the stock price craters again, and he's going to start his own thing.
Yeah.
I hope that is the result.
And, yes, I bought 9.5% of Twitter, and today I killed Mark Zuckerberg. So that's mine now.
You know. That's the deal.
Yeah.
Why is it the
people? I ran him over with my Tesla. He never heard me coming.
Nope. It's a very quiet car for killing.
It's a very good killing car.
Very, very good. Sneak up.
I first designed it as car for killing, and then it caught on. I was like, okay, let's go with it. So,
it's a 187 engine.
Yes, a 187 engine. All right, Jen Psaki. This is something that people were talking about, but we do have some exclusive news broke, of course, last week that the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, be stepping down to take a job at MSNBC. No. So, you know, let it never, when people say, oh, it's just you right-wing conspiracy theorists that the media is left. I mean, you know about, look at George Papadopoulos, whatever, Stephanopoulos, you know, this guy worked for the Clintons, right? We've created all of these, we've shown you all these connections in the past between, but now you're seeing it in real time. And I know you'll say, well, Kayleigh McEnany went to Fox News. Yes, that's one person. Again, one person to one outlet. If you go through MSNBC, ABC News, CBS, CNN, you will find through producers, through executive producers, on-air talent, unashamedly, plenty of people like Jen Psaki.
And she went to one of the most left places possible to go to that has a station.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not
yeah,
like she chose the quote-unquote middle-of-the-road lefty site.
It's the loosest sense of the word.
Well, yes.
I hope she just goes to MSNBC and just hammers behind the scenes so that Lawrence O'Donnell is like, ah!
I don't know why I didn't know this, but I didn't realize MSNBC until last week was Microsoft NBC.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that's terrifying.
Yes, exactly.
I just never even bothered looking up what that meant.
Soon to be majority shareholder Microsoft in vaccine technology.
Yes, exactly.
BC.
Yeah. Right.
Right. That's a longer name.
Yeah, it's it didn't fit in so well. Yeah.
Pfizer BC.
Yeah, Pfizer. Biotech BS.
J&J, NBC, MSN.
Yes. So actually, she resigned, and of course, now we have, this came recently, we have a clip of her resignation.
Oh, it's actually on CNN.
Is it? Oh, she's actually talking right now. Oh, a clip of her...
I'm Lauren Fox on Capitol Hill.
Oh, her resignation. She's doing it right now. She's officially talking.
Yeah.
This is CNN Breaking News.
I'll be back. I always come back.
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
She's going to be coming back.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I guess she's not going to be gone that long.
Now, here's the thing. There hasn't been an official replacement announced.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
because a lot of people are asking us what, you know, we get the scoop sometimes. But they have found an interim replacement, sort of a temp.
Okay.
A substitute replacement. And I guess this is based maybe on the recent Jesse Waters interview, but it's, again, this is just a placeholder. It's not permanent. Mm-hmm. We have some footage of the replacement for Jen Psaki in action at a recent conference.
What is the U.S.'s general position on potential future attacks by Ukraine on Russian soil? Does the U.S. believe that it is up to the Ukrainians to decide whether such potential attacks are justified, or does it generally believe that those kinds of attacks should be discouraged because they would be seen as being escalatory?
You look like a f***ing bitch on heat, and if you get raped by a pack of n***ers, it'll be your fault. All right?
Whoa.
That's just another reason to question this administration's judgment.
I hope they're on a trial period.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I don't think it's permanent.
I don't think so. Something in the clause.
Yeah, he's a little too blunt.
By the way, don't expect him to honor that mutual non-disclosure agreement.
Nope.
I mean, she shouldn't be wearing that.
No, she shouldn't. I was making eyes at him and he knew it. Now, Louis C.K. Louis C.K. won a Grammy last night.
Good for
a comedy album.
Nice. Yeah.
And regardless of where you line up on Louis C.K., I'm going to give you a couple of examples here. Well, first off, let me ask you, do you think this is a problem, Louis C.K. winning a Grammy? I want you guys to comment below. Joe Louis, stop it. Go to your place. Yeah, by the way, Joe Louis forces us to watch exactly what Louis C.K. did in the green room.
Every
well,
day.
Every day.
Every single. He didn't even ask
There's
us
just no
beforehand
Joe Louis,
at all.
Down.
Well, Louis C.K., I don't think was using his mouth.
No, exactly. Well, he just, you know, he wasn't flexible enough.
No, Joe Louis.
Those yoga privates
really,
eventually paid off. Yes. I think that, look, it's obviously what Louis C.K. did is weird, but it's not nearly the same when we just, this is when, remember Me Too was a thing? Where we cared about women, but now it's, you know, men can compete. We don't care about Me Too anymore because we have men competing with women in sports who are still attracted to women changing in their locker rooms with raging erections like Leah Thomas.
You know? That's fine, though.
It's a female erection.
The tape failed. Yes. He tried
it's
to
a vascular
it
throbbing female erection.
Yes.
Now you're going to have
balls.
To a doctor. Like, oh, well, I thought I was testing a female. Unfortunately, you have a boner. Oh, that's a female boner. Hmm. Oh, let me just write that in my chart.
Sorry. Hey. Let me put that
medical
here.
Discovery.
Let me put that in my pretend chart for your pretend life.
Yes, exactly. Also, all the voices in your head, I'll give them names. Why not?
Yes, let's go for that.
One will be Harold and Lyle.
I don't know.
Yes. Who am I speaking to now?
Yeah.
Eric and Lyle.
So Louis C.K. won a Grammy. Okay.
Which is fine.
Yes, absolutely. It should be fine when you think about the fact that he's an unbelievable comedian. It was just for the quality of his art. Of course, the left has taken to Twitter. The left has taken to the media. And I don't want to spend too much time on their claims because they're very easily debunked.
Yes.
But really, art for a long time has been one of the few areas that's a meritocracy. And let's be honest, it's not like artists have a great track record of being upstanding human beings.
Oh, come on.
No.
Louis C.K. is really, you know, is the least offensive amongst them. But not to people on Twitter. Why? Because he's a white male. We'll get to it. So USA Today editor Barbara Vanderberg.
He's also Hispanic.
Yeah, I know. He's Mexican. He's actually Mexican.
He's white.
Wrote, Will Smith is going to end up more punished than Louis C.K. You watch. Well, I hope so. Journalist David Perry, who apparently may have blocked me, I don't know, said, I just want to say that every single person who decides to continue participating in the Grammys, and yes, that includes your favorite, is complicit in normalizing sexual abuse. Nope.
What?
Roswell showrunner Karina McKenzie tweeted out, Louis C.K. just won a Grammy in case you were still crying about cancel culture. Yep. Dr. Mia Brett. Oh, well, here's a doctor.
Okay.
Wrote, Louis C.K. just won a whole ass Grammy while y'all are. How would you love it if
your doctor sounded like that?
Yeah. Like, your knee is ass swollen, y'all.
Man. Your heart stopped beating when I was operating on your dad.
Your heart is his heart was swollen as shit.
Is this an honorary thing like Dr. Dre or something?
His heart was like Suge Knight up in this mob. Okay, so I'm going to write you some Percocet.
More like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss. I'll go another direction. Let's give him another injection. He's like, I've had 9 mRNA vaccines.
Yeah.
I don't know why Dr. Seuss is black.
He can be whatever. You know, doesn't matter.
There's a Glocket in my pocket. Okay. Louis C.K. just won a whole-ass Grammy while y'all are either calling for Will Smith's head or crying about cancel culture. There are no consequences for white, and in parentheses, cis-het men. I didn't realize what het meant.
Ha, hetero.
It means heterosexual.
Yeah.
Which is just interesting to me because I thought cis was all-encompassing, but even they can't stick with their own standards. So a couple things that are inaccurate here. He's not white.
Right. He's not white.
Start
he's,
there.
He's Mexican.
He's a Mexican man.
Yeah.
That's why he also calls his name CK, because it is the phonetic way to say his name.
Right.
Because nobody could get it right.
Right.
So he's helpful as well.
Also, as far as cancel culture, people, you understand, he had his, the film I Love You Daddy was immediately removed from its release date, okay, by yes. distributors. Dumped by his agency, manager, publicist, he lost $35 million in an hour. He was persona non grata for about 5 years where he wasn't able to be booked. He built his way back up, honestly, in small clubs and created good material that culminated in this album, which, by the way, is pretty damn good.
Yes, and also the special that goes along with it, with just the word sorry behind him, is hilarious.
Yes, exactly. But here's the thing. They're trying to say, oh, cancel culture's not... Well, there you go. Okay, cancel culture is obviously real. And if you don't want to support Louis C.K., that's fine. My issue is not if you choose to boycott or boycott somebody. My issue is when it's not actual market forces determining the level of offense, but a bunch of celebrities who decide to exert pressure. Yep. Just like we've talked about yes. with comedy clubs. People used to say that comedy clubs were the last bastion of free... And I would get into it even with... like Nick DiPaolo with other comedians, I'd say, look, you don't understand. It's you're doing well because you can draw a crowd. The guy at the open mic who's making a joke about Leah Thomas and the club booker doesn't want to take that heat. He's just not going to take that risk.
Yeah.
That's the problem with this idea of cultural censorship. It's not cancel culture. It's cultural censorship because these people will actually make calls to try and enforce their ideals to the point that you can't make a living. Okay, let's stop using the term cancel culture. It's taking food from your family's mouth because you disagree with the pre-approved opinion. And even then, they can't get their premise correct because they said white guy about a Mexican.
Well, that's how they have to push it, though, because
right.
they know.
Right.
That's what bothers me the most. They know, and they still stick with misinformation to try to trick everybody. And the worst part is if you want to watch Louis C.K., you should be able to.
Right.
Stop calling a club. Stop protesting. Stop doing all that. I mean, you're allowed to, but it's annoying after right. years and years and years that once you're being told that everything you say is false,
right.
including what those women said.
Yes, exactly.
You have Janine Garofalo, you have Sarah Silverman, you have all these people that have come forward. Those women didn't get a career out of something 20 years later. That's the fact.
Right. He would just ask them if they wanted to see his wiener, and they were like, I guess. And yeah. it's weird, but you know what? It was his thing. It was actually consensual.
It was a yes. Yeah, bottom line.
It was a yes, and people say, well, it wasn't consensual because of the dynamics of power.
Yeah.
Okay, you're comparing it to Will Smith. Will Smith just committed felony battery against a man on, say, you want to talk about white privilege? Will Smith just committed the kind of violent assault that if he was anybody else on planet Earth would be behind bars, if not at least shoved around by security. Instead, he sat down, nothing happened, and then he accepted his Academy Award later to thunderous applause, consequence-free. Really? You want to say, do you think Will Smith is going to go 5 years without working? So even using your example, it's stupid. And I don't mean, yo, stupid, like good. I mean unintelligent. Let me give you a few other examples while you talk about Louis C.K. winning a Grammy. Chuck Berry. Remember him? By the way, wrote most of the early Beatles songs. Arrested in 1959 for transporting a 14-year-old girl across state lines for, quote, immoral purposes.
What does that mean?
He won the Lifetime Achievement Award in 1984.
Well, also, let's mention, put cameras in all of his restaurant bathrooms.
Yes.
Got caught for that as well.
So yeah. He's the guy that made the rule, now that you can't do that. Mm-hmm. That was his rule.
And Berry. Also, yeah, Marty McFly did steal rock and roll from him, though.
Yes, he did.
So, you know, that wasn't fair.
Puff Daddy was arrested for assault, deadly weapon, 2015. Nominated for his fourth Grammy in 2016. Dr. Dre pled guilty to battery of a police officer in 92. He won his Grammy in 94 for
trying to get out of a DUI.
Yeah.
A police officer. Sorry, officer.
Police officer.
I'm fine, officer.
I back the blit.
What? Bleh.
I that do bleh. Back the blue. You said blit.
I respect you,
officer. You drunk?
Stop drinking on a force.
You gotta stop going by with them construction workers at 3 p.m. getting Tecate and shit.
This.
Come on, you've seen
it. You guys are heroes.
You've seen it. Racetrack and Quick Trip.
Yes,
it's
of
just
course.
It's just like it might as well just be the actual factory line of Tecate.
Yes.
Going down the. So he won a Grammy 1994 for Best Rap Solo Performance. R. Kelly sex tape, Underage Girl. That began circulating
when did
in 2002.
This happen?
He's been nominated 15 times since.
What? Wow.
15. 15 times since.
Did we know about this?
Yes, it was circulating.
Was there a Dave Chappelle sketch about this in 03?
It's almost like there could have been.
Letting it happen?
But he's been canceled too because he can't have someone tell the truth. See the danger when you cancel people for telling the truth just because you don't like it? Then no one listens to them. It's the opposite of the boy who cried wolf. It's a boy who's not crying wolf. It's a boy who's actually telling you that there's a wolf there, only he's always telling the truth, and you only allow him to speak when there is no wolf. For example, if he says, I'm going to affirm all genders. Now, Bruno Mars was arrested for cocaine possession in 2010. He won the record of the year, best R&B performance. Lil Wayne, arrested in 2007 on criminal possession, loaded weapon, best rap performance, 2017. And the most egregious example being Chris Brown, a black man, committed felony assault and battery against Rihanna, a black woman. And he is being nominated for the Album of the Year twice this year. He was nominated 12 times after that and won at least once.
Oh, jeez.
And this year, greatest female boxer.
Yes. Yes. Well, she's having a celebrity match with Leila Ali.
Oh, yes. That's true.
Mm, yeah.
And they still punch like girls.
That's true.
So, but yeah, let's go on and say that this is an example of white privilege culture, that Louis C.K. won a Grammy even though he's a Mexican guy.
Hispanic privilege.
Yes,
Hispanic privilege. Because heterosexual privilege is not enough, apparently. You have to team it up with something.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to be a redhead Mexican?
Mm.
It's only worked for two people ever, Louis C.K. and Canelo.
You don't even have to have Mexican in that sentence.
No. Just, it's true.
That's true. Across.
It's hard enough if you're a redhead in the royal family.
Yeah, it's just not easy. But really, there's the two words that describe everything perfectly is R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Like for 20 years, yeah. Everybody just let that happen.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to say anything.
Right.
But like you knew that he urinated on people.
Yes.
Like I hate to be that blunt, but that's what happened.
And by the way, when we say urinated on people, we do mean in an overtly
children.
Sexual way.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, at a urinal and there's like the splatter because he doesn't have urinal etiquette.
No, we mean on sex prisoners in his house.
Yes.
Ah, yeah. Wow.
And then you're like, this guy.
And his house was more prison than it was house.
This guy had consensual sex in a way that didn't involve sex with anyone else but him.
Yes.
In a room.
What, didn't Suge Knight kill people? And
that's correct.
Win
he
some
did.
Kind
yes.
of an award.
I don't know that he won Grammys, but he showed up at BET.
Yeah.
He was like, anyone who don't want your producers all up in the videos, he dangled Vanilla Ice from a balcony, and he did kill. He killed people
that
later.
On TV? Well, he killed people on the Straight Outta Compton set.
Yeah, like, he just drove through them. I'm wondering, how was he out? Was he furloughed?
Yeah, well, he puts it in reverse and without even flinching, so you know he's killed before.
Yes.
Like, you just see it, like, he's like, well, this is something I do usually.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're like, this is the first time he's been caught because there's right. a camera. Because they're filming a movie.
Right. Sort of like R. Kelly. Like, he doesn't even, you know, it doesn't even take a while to get the stream going. You're like, well, there's no nervous energy here.
No.
Well, and R. Kelly, too, he was known for, he's known for what we just talked about, but when there were supposed to be witnesses on the stand, he was like, I bet your whole family would like to go to Paris.
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't show up.
Like, oh, they would like to go
yeah,
to Paris.
Yeah.
How did
right,
you
right
know?
Around trial time. They'd like to take a first-class trip to Paris.
In handcuffs.
The price is right.
Joke's on them, because they got first-class on Spirit.
Right.
Oh, they don't go to Paris.
Well, in a lot of... I say this about comedians and a lot of, you know, like you're not necessarily a role model because you're an artist.
Right.
It's just the reality. Like, there's nothing wrong with... there's nothing wrong with Bruno Mars doing cocaine if he's putting out good music. I know that sounds bad.
He can win his album.
But yeah, there's great albums that have been put out on a lot of drugs.
The 70s just, stuff? Come on. Where do you think it came from?
It's a meritocracy. Right. I mean, Sammy Davis Jr. married someone just for the work visa, and he couldn't even get to the honeymoon suite without beating the hell out of her.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't win a Grammy because Mr. Bojangles, not all that great.
No, wasn't the best work he
did. Wasn't his best work.
Yeah. But he could dance.
He could dance.
Well, look, insane. If you're going to
I mean, his depth perception was off, so he'd go off stage every now and then.
Yeah, that's true.
I know we've gone over this, obviously, in the entertainment industry, but go over to sports. Let's look there and see if you apply the same standard where somebody who commits a crime should no longer be able to have a job and do their sport, because that's not been applied, right? Ray Lewis killed someone and was still a linebacker on a Super Bowl winning team.
What did this person deserve?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's the debate.
Yeah. Were they filming, you know, Straight out of Compton without Suge Knight's approval?
That's true.
I mean,
Were they dating a waiter?
Yeah.
Yes. It's unbelievable the amount. If you like this person, you like that team, what you will put up with.
Right.
You would never, ever, ever in a million years let that person come to your house if they were not a star athlete, a star performer in this case. But because they are, you're like, oh, yeah, come on, man, that's no big deal.
Or a former vice president.
Dude,
yeah,
Ray,
exactly.
Ray Rice hit a woman. Was it Ray Rice?
In the Ray elevator? Rice punched his fiance.
Is this in the elevator?
So, yeah, so hard that it closed a casino. Do you have any idea how hard
that's tough
that
to
is?
Do?
Yeah,
they were like, "Oceans is shut down."
I mean, I've watched casinos have biker shootouts, and they're like, "All right, boys, come get on. Out!" Like, it's the Hardy Boys, like, "Oh, you boys, come on!"
This was one where they're like, "We can't go in that elevator."
Yeah, we can't go in that elevator.
No. They kept gambling addicts away. You know how hard that is?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't need it anymore. I'm good.
They didn't even let the video poker continue. Yeah. They're like, unplug that.
No, I am done. All of it.
Anything with poker, anything with her in it.
It's just it's not okay.
That's why when Colin Kaepernick says, is it just because I kneel? It's like, trust me, that's not why. It's because you suck. Okay? They allow people who, again, to reiterate what Dave said, hit women so hard it shuts down casinos. They allowed them back into the league. It's just that you are not good.
Yes. You wanted the Nike swoosh and you couldn't throw to get it.
Yes.
Which is what you have to do.
Yeah, you know who else took a knee? Me, because they wouldn't let me play.
Right. Yep, me too. You know who else took a knee? Gerald, because he blew out his knee at Notre Dame.
Oh, come on.
You know who should have taken a knee? Rudy.
Yes, he should have.
Oh, damn it. There we go. Yeah, pardon my length.
And by Rudy, I mean the towel boy that
he
should have.
Exactly.
Been. Oh, yeah.
Well, he should have taken a knee to be scrubbing that floor with that janitor who taught him all about life.
Yes. Remember that, you know, the guy who inspired a movie and is a multimillionaire because of it now?
Yeah, and every time he goes
to University of Notre Dame.
And every time he gives a motivational speech, he's a dick.
He's kind
of
a dick.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, wow, I thought Rudy was going to be really grateful, you know, because he was gifted an opportunity that he didn't deserve. Turns out he's a real prick.
Yeah, he came to our school and got mad at us out of questions.
Well, he's a persnickety fellow.
He's not Sean Astin at all.
It's so funny.
He's that angry leprechaun.
But this is the problem, though, with the industry. And again, just take this and sort of shrink it down, right? You have this, okay, all of these blue check marks on Twitter, right? These are people who are producers. They're showrunners. Some of them are actors. Some of them are comedians. And they want to make it so that Louis C.K. can't be recognized for his work because of, you know, his indiscretions. And at what point, too, do we want a culture of forgiveness, of some kind of grace? I mean, this is a guy who didn't commit a crime. This is a guy who admitted to it. This is a guy who atoned for his sins. And this is a guy who also happens to be one of the best comedians of all time. At a certain point, do we really want a culture where no one can ever actually, you know, redeem themselves?
Yeah.
We don't want any redemption stories. Those are some of the most important stories in life. But let's scale it down. What do you have? You have that, like I said, in comedy clubs. That's why Dave and I, look, big reason that I wasn't doing stand-up too for years is because it's big enough but didn't have enough of the resources for security. So Dave and I, we're not doing comedy clubs. That's what we said. You know, Tulsa, Oklahoma, I think you can bring it up May 14th, LadderWithCrowder.com/tour. We just go to a venue and we take care of the rest. You guys show up because no one can cancel it. You don't like
fun.
It? Don't show up. You want to see? You want to watch the show? Buy a ticket, go watch the show. That's what, but that can't be done for people who are starting from the bottom now. I don't know how that works unless you play ball when people at the top are really sort of applying this kind of pressure, not just to producers, not just to the Grammys, but to managers, agents, bookers, right? Venue owners. It's really concerning.
Well, it's not even just the YouTube or Twitter or social media or outlets, managers, agents, all that you just said. It's servers. It's people who run websites saying, you can't even have your own personal website because we're not going to allow you to have a store here. We're not going to allow you to sell this stuff on
this like
store.
Us, Shopify.
Shopify.
Shopify banned us, the Ladder with Crowder shop. Yeah. They didn't even give us a reason.
Yeah. And then you
they
have
just said, we're just going to get rid. We're like, well, why? We don't, we don't sell the socialism.
Amazon Web Services, they will kick you off as well. So every single company, they're taking away every possibility that you have to make a living other than getting back out on the road and hoping a club manager will let you perform, well, even though you're a superstar.
And I'm not saying it to be martyred. You can go buy the merch. We were very surprised. I was like, what?
They said, like 2 days.
Hey, Shopify decided to kick you off. I said, you're bullshitting.
And they
it
said,
doesn't
no.
make any sense.
They were just like, well, we don't like the shirts.
But where do you start at the bottom? That's a good question. I mean, if we both started in, I was 20, you were around there?
I was I was 12 when I started acting. I was 17, 18 when I started doing stand-up.
So who, like, if you were born at that time, I guess it would be, 2000, whatever, 4?
Yeah, 2004.
Say. I'm not a mathematician.
It would be 2000.
I'm not a biologist.
I probably was 2005, 2006, yeah.
Yeah, who would you even look up to? Like, would you even want to do it?
Right.
I can't imagine
now,
who
no.
you would, like, I looked up to people like, DePaulo, who was here the other day, like people that were extremely edgy. I can't imagine who you would look up to now.
Well, you can do the fake edgy. You know, you can do the Amy Schumer, you know, like your vagina smells like a barnyard animal. People go, ooh, she's brave, or Nanette. But if you actually say something,
disgusting,
you dress a sacred cow, like, well, you can't say that that biological males are not, that they can't menstruate. What?
You saw that ad too, huh?
Yeah. They're selling, there's, they're tampons where they're selling. tampons for giant fat transgenders. Like, what are you selling, a climbing rope?
Yeah, I thought there was a tampon commercial where a kid was having his first period, a boy. Mm-hmm. But I guess it was a joke, but now I'm still not sure.
Well, so I've heard mixed things.
I'm only sure about one thing. After that comment, you'll never win a Grammy. Now.
Oh, no.
Moving on.
What am I going to do?
That'd be a pretentious jerk. You're totally safe.
I don't even know. Like, that's well, Nate Bargatze was up for one, white privilege. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I know.
So just much. All these white men.
It's not, you can't find, if you look at the top grossing comedians of all time, nary a black man to be found.
Mm. Yeah. I don't even know who I would name.
Right now, it would be Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And then, of course, all time would probably have Dave Chappelle. You'd have all time as far as recognized as the best. You would have Richard Pryor.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy was definitely the top grossing comedian for a long, long time. Yeah. I mean, look, it's one of those things. If you're funny, you're it used to be if you're funny, you're funny. Now they try and cancel you, or they actually physically slap you, Will Smith. Think about that. That was a physical manifestation of what the left wants. The left wants to cancel Louis C.K., and what I mean by that is they want to remove his ability to be recognized for his talent, for his art with a Grammy, and then if you tell a joke that they really don't like, they also justify physically slapping you because they say that words are violence too. Also, should you choose to not use your words, silence is violence. So, you know what? Screw you. We'll say whatever we want. And if you want to try and come slap us, we got something for you.
Yes.
And by that, I mean security with guns.
Turn yes. the other cheek? Is that what you meant? Like,
Yeah. Turn the other cheek. Yeah. By that, I mean I'll turn their cheek around their head like The Exorcist. Okay. Yeah. Smash that like button, by the way, if you're on YouTube. That helps with the algorithm, and it also really grinds Stephen Colbert's gears.
It really grinds mine.
Speaking of non-midi, that's non-comedy. So get it? Non-midi. It's not as good as Clapter, but I'm trying to make it a thing. So.
Well, they shouldn't be. I don't think Clapter counts when they have to hit a button.
Right, yeah.
Because it doesn't even take the effort to get people to, like, the pandering doesn't even work.
No.
You have to be like, clap.
Well, they actually do these shock collars now. They're like, put this collar on for it, and they zap you if you don't.
The crowd animator, when you think about Stephen Colbert, the crowd animator who has to tell people to laugh, he had less work to do on the set of According to Jim.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true.
And that show is about as entertaining as chlamydia.
Well, chlamydia is, at least you enjoyed getting it.
At least it makes you feel something. Burns. So, let's go to the border. Let's go south to the border. Yeah. Hey, where Louis C.K. is from.
Oh, there you go.
You know, white privilege.
There you go.
Louis C.K., just claim you're seeking asylum.
There
checkmate.
You go. Done.
Yeah, I'm seeking asylum.
Yes.
So, screw you.
They won't know what to do. They're like, I don't, what's worse?
I don't know how the hierarchy
I don't know how to think.
Their heads just explode.
So,
what will people like me more for?
Or what will they hate me the least amount for?
Yeah.
I don't know anymore. I should just kill myself.
Oh, no.
Of course, I would never advocate that.
No, ever.
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 Though, there is a special, I think, that we're running at Crowder Shop on shotgun toe triggers. I'm just...
Yeah, just saying. I mean, if you got a toe.
We also have a pre-tied noose.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We also have
the guesswork out of it for you.
We have bottle of pills.
It's just a roll of
None
dice.
Of this is true.
We have a wrist opener.
None of it.
Yep, we do. We have a nice wrist opener.
I don't know.
It's like a can opener, but you don't use it on a can.
We have one that's really nice. It's like the Pinterest wrist opener that you put on the wall next to the fridge. So it's just always there.
Does it have like some pithy comment?
We have a private meet and greet with Courtney Love.
Yes.
Little snarky line.
Yep. We also have you can do a ride along with Shug Knight.
No, walk along. He rides, you walk.
Yeah, well, it's more of a pickup. You stand on the corner and he picks you up. Now, Friday, let's go south of the border here. Friday, former Vice President Joe Biden, right, the administration, I guess I should say, announced that it would be ending pandemic-related restrictions on immigration.
Ah.
So let me explain to you what this means. There was something called Title 42, okay? Under that policy, border officials could get rid of, they could expel, they could deport illegal immigrants, predicated on the idea of public health grounds.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that COVID should change our immigration policy. I think it should remain relatively stable and that you sign the guest book.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a policy. That's the policy. Just end the policy.
Revolving door back.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So,
or really where you came out. Where they jump over the wall and they land in the trebuchet that just boom.
Yeah.
So that's my belief. That being said, it would be hard for the left. It would be hard to say, to try and make the claim that it's a tenable position that COVID happened, and so you weren't going to shut down the border based on public health grounds. Right? It would be very hard to say this is the worst pandemic that we've ever seen, and we're going to shut down your business. We're going to shut down your ability to make a living. But we're not going to know anything about people coming in, coming through the border, you know, untested. We have no idea. So in other words, this would have been appropriate for the left. Now, they're ending that on the public health grounds. They're saying, okay, we're not going to do that anymore because that's them saying COVID is no longer a thing. So when you see someone wearing a mask alone walking down a sidewalk after your belly laugh, be sure to let them know that this administration has said that's not a thing anymore.
You don't have to do
it. I was at WrestleMania this weekend, and when I just saw people in masks, it's like, what are you doing? Like, if you're going to get COVID, it's here. Stop. I know. Just do you quit. Smell these fans? Like, it's not, just, you're not helping.
It's like anybody. Someone trying to keep making Crocs a thing. It's like, it's not going to be a thing.
No, it's just you.
It's just offensive.
It's just you, Stelter.
And I don't use that word very often.
No, it is offensive, though.
So they're going to stop enforcing this under Title 42. Okay, so border arrivals is a nice term, expected to go from 5,900 about per day to 18,000.
Oh, so that's more.
Per day, yeah.
Hmm.
It's a multiple.
It's because they have CNN down there, and they're like, all right, gates are open, boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's head north.
We got votings over here. Yeah,
well, that's about what we're going to get to. And this is important as we're dealing with Ukraine-Russia, right, where people are talking about a nation's right to be sovereign, right, Ukraine. United States, well, let's not talk about that. So under President Donald Trump, unauthorized, the illegal immigration numbers, they dipped to a 10-year low. Okay, a 10-year low. Now, when we say we're no longer going to enforce this and we're going to triple the numbers based on not implementing the policies of Title 42, who do you think this is going to affect? Well, it's not going to affect Joe Biden. Just like increasing taxes only on those people making more than $400,000 a year. How much does the president make? $400,000 a year? Mm. Got it. I thought you picked that out of thin air. This isn't going to affect them. It's going to affect mainly those living in border states. And guess what? The plebs aren't too happy.
The announcement Title 42 will end in May has many, like Governor Ducey, fearing that number will jump tenfold.
It's something that Americans don't think, that we should have an open borders policy. And that is the policy of the Biden administration. And all they do is make it more wide open.
Both of Arizona's senators say ending Title 42 without a plan puts Arizona communities and migrants at risk. Senator Sinema was in Yuma recently, where she received the latest update on what she refers to as the border crisis.
Now, keep in mind, some of that footage was from Arizona.
Yeah.
Now a swing state. We'll get back to that. So Joe Biden, former Vice President Joe Biden, wants to make every state a border state. Let me give you some evidence. All references available at LideWithCrowder.com. So last year, the New York Post, frequently banned by Twitter for breaking stories that are accurate, like Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
They reported the Biden administration was supposedly flying underage immigrants from Texas to places like Jacksonville and Westchester, New York.
Well, that's a good place.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't make sense. You're like, why Westchester, New York? Well, now it appears that these flights to New York, they've started back up, and also places like Houston, Oklahoma City. By the way, we'll be in Tulsa May 14th. This all comes right now on the back of a record number of what they classify as border encounters. So in 2019, it was 977,000. We're not including the 2020 numbers because things were just obviously very different. They dipped because of the pandemic. 2021, 1.7 million. Mm. That's almost a double.
That's first year of Joe.
Yeah. And just in 2022, when they last registered the numbers, 836,000. And that's with them having been lowered. And now those numbers are going to be tripling on a daily basis.
Oh,
so under former Vice President Biden, about 2 million illegal immigrants have entered the country. The estimates are 7 million by midterms. Now, I know that, you know, the Democrats are going to try and gain some traction here because they want you to go like, hey, look, the House just passed legalizing weed. And you're like, oh, I'm going to vote for them. 7 million. 7 million illegal immigrants by midterms.
Still no ID required in most states to vote. Is that what the Democrats want?
Stop with your Aryan Brotherhood racist bullshit. ID.
I know, it's unbelievable.
For crying out loud.
I'm tired of you handing out pamphlets all over the office.
And stop showing your chest tattoo to Elliot Goulding.
Yeah, he's really upset.
Yeah. That means, by the way, by the 2024 election, if you continue at this rate, that would be 20 million. Jeez. 20 million, again, if they had their way, if there were no checks and balances, that would be a 6% population increase. A 6% population increase. Keep in mind, a lot of these swing states, even Nevada, that wouldn't have been considered a swing state, certainly Arizona, significantly less than 6% of the population. You're talking about a margin of sometimes 1% when it relates to the vote. You're talking about maybe half a percentage point. That is a 20 million, considered the most popular president of all time. The media tells you that he has received 80-something million votes. 20 million would be significant in that number. And of course, these people are going, you're buying votes. 20 million people. Yeah. You bring them in. And of course, then it's like, well, you know, you can just stay. Can I vote? Well, I don't know. We don't want to have ID because that would be racist. Well, and black people are like, you're bullshitting because they all want voter ID. We've given you the statistics.
Right. And the left right now is saying, oh, you're not allowing asylum seekers, because what this rule did is said, we don't care why you're coming right now because of the pandemic. We're not allowing you to come in.
Right.
What you do when you request asylum is you are supposed to be there until that decision is made, whether it's for or against. You know what they do right now? They catch and they release.
Yes.
Right? 1.5 million as of now waiting. That's 4 to 6 years until you get a phone call that says, okay, your hearing's ready. You know how many people actually show up? Not a whole lot.
Right? Yeah, not a whole
lot. You're out in the car. Oh, I moved. I didn't get the notice. Plus, I'm so sorry. Right?
I changed my number.
I changed my gender. Right. That's not me.
Hey, Juan? Oh,
that was me. Carlos. I am Carla now, and that person has a penis, and I don't. So don't dead name me. I'm going to vote.
I'm Juanita,
and I had the sex with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, I did.
You swear good
Look
for the Jenner guy.
Look at my baby.
It's a big Mexican Terminator baby.
That's it. Scream your period. So,
it's about to get a lot worse.
What can we expect from a man who said this about immigration?
We should not be locking people up. We should be making sure we change the circumstance as we did. Why
who built the cages,
Joe? In the first place. And those who come seeking asylum, we should immediately have the capacity to absorb them, keep them safe until they can be heard.
That's against the law.
If you wish to answer, should someone who is here without documents, and that is his only offense,
that's crime,
should
still
that person be deported?
That person should not be the focus of deportation. We should fundamentally change the way we deal with them.
A couple of things, by the way. They don't believe in deporting illegal immigrants who are in our prisons. Just so you understand.
Or sanctuary cities.
Sanctuary cities. So
that your tax money goes to.
Something about, I don't remember, I think at some point there was something about taxation without representation. At what point do you feel like you no longer have a voice with this government? I can't imagine there's a significant amount of Americans who are paying these people's salary who say, like, yeah, well, we should overcrowd our prisons with illegal immigrants because we don't want to be cruel. Let's keep them here. So, again, don't let them just try and use that example where they say, no, we shouldn't deport them if that's their only crime. But they don't believe in deporting people if they commit more crimes. That's the leftist policy. Even worse than that, now Democrats strongly supported H.R. 1, which was the For the People Act, which, again, included automatic voter registration.
Ah, 20 million additional voters.
We have this from Congress.gov. Automatic registration means a system that registers an individual to vote in elections for federal office in a state by electronically transferring the information necessary for, unless the individual affirmatively declines to be registered, the individual will be registered to vote in such elections.
But yeah. By the way, do you know, one, it's illegal if you're not a citizen of this country to be able to do
but
that.
They don't care.
But that was what they said. They said, no, they won't do it. It's illegal, Gerald. And I'm like, they're here illegally.
Yeah.
They've told you on their resume, I will break the law.
Yes.
You think and who are they registered to vote for?
Whoever is handing out the most candy,
isn't that right?
Yeah.
Well, because a lot of them are conservative.
They would be,
to be honest.
Yes. Yeah, they'd be more conservative, but the problem is they don't necessarily understand the parties at this point.
But do they check a box and they're like, just, you know, if you want us to change this, let us know?
Right, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're voting all Democrat, right?
Yeah.
Right.
If it's an electronic voting machine. It has facial recognition software for a Latino, and if it tries to go to the Republican box, it goes, hey,
it's
like playing pong.
They're like A, B, and then what? They're like C? You heard him. He said yes.
Yes, he
said
yes.
That is an affirmative response. Yes.
Good. Check it.
Yeah, they're going to not vote because it's illegal. By the way, it doesn't require a proactive act of illegality as opposed to, you know, crossing the border, right? Having a coyote transport your family. You think that these people, at this point, they're going to break all of these laws to get here? I understand, because they want to come to the greatest country that's ever existed. Believe me, I get it. Our country is better than Mexico. Mexico sucks. That's why they want to leave. However, that doesn't mean that we have to accept everybody. You think they're going to go through all of those proactive steps of crime only to then have to proactively not commit a crime and say, by the way, I don't want to be registered to vote because I am here against the law.
Well...
Yeah. The law basically requires you to be registered to vote or out yourself.
Yes. It's the worst sting operation ever.
If the government just allows them in, it's going to just completely cripple my coyote business.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, you shouldn't be dancing on the bar tops.
I'm ugly.
They're actually saying that
coyote ugly, so I'm hot.
No, you're not. That was absolutely terrible. They're actually saying that the cartels, they're so sophisticated, they will just tell people to claim asylum, knowing that they'll get released right now, 4 to 6 years for that trial to come up.
Yeah,
the hearing. It will be a decade once you start flooding the system with more people. And guess who that hurts? The video that we saw just a second ago, it always hits me when kids are in those situations, mm-hmm. in war or anything like that. Guess who that hurts? Those families, because they can't come here legally because of this problem.
Exactly.
You understand what this does to the system?
It hurts people who are trying to come here legally.
Yeah.
Where we can know at a certain point we have to close the books and say, look, we have to process the people who we have here, and we don't really even know who's here. And by the way, you know who else this is going to hurt? When you have people coming into this country, and again, just think of the law H.R. 1, right, where they would have to proactively say, no, we actually don't want to be registered to vote. These people, of course, many people who come here legally, they get to benefit from government services. They get to they get to use our emergency rooms. And since there's no social security number, they just go use the emergency rooms as though it's a general practitioner, leave, never pay a bill. That's funded by your tax dollars. They get to often use EBT card benefits, welfare benefits. Not all of them, but there are ways around the system. And you now have record high inflation. You have food shortages in the store. And then people who have no dog in the fight, who aren't paying taxes, who are here illegally. That's a problem for everybody here. So understand this when you vote. HR 1 automatically registers people. And of course, former Vice President Biden, he not only approved, he celebrated the passage. Here's him actually a statement. He said, I applaud Speaker Pelosi and the House of Representatives for passing HR 1 and the For the People Act of 2021. So they want to say it's the For the People Act.
For some people.
They try and say, well, this isn't really going to have illegal immigrants vote, you know, although we're against voter ID. And by the way, you're automatically registered to vote. Mm-hmm. You're automatically registered to vote if you're here illegally and there's no, they don't want voter ID. That's it. Case closed. They want illegal voting, of course. But here's New York City Councilman Mr. Rodriguez saying the quiet part out loud.
A lot of people running for citywide office, they don't spend time in those communities because they see those people as second and third class citizens. They deserve to have a voice. We used to allow New Yorkers that when a citizen to vote 150 years ago, and we started changing when new immigrants were coming.
We've made progress since then.
They were Irish, they were Italian, they were Jewish. It's not just Black or Latino. And for me, it's important that everyone to recognize this bill will not dilute the power of anyone.
By the way, a couple of things there. First off, not all the Irish and Italians were coming here illegally.
Right.
They were coming off the boat and they were immediately being processed, right? They weren't trying to evade the authorities in this country. Second,
I believe they were treated as second-class citizens.
Yes, I believe they had to deal with some kind of persecution.
Yeah, the Irish and Italians, I believe, were treated the worst, if I recall.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, though. Even when you look back, the Irish mob compared to MS-13 – positively quaint. They wouldn't be able to get there. Like, what? You're telling me you cut off his head, gouged out his eyes, and put it on a turtle, and then sent it to the family in the mail? You overnighted it? We just cut you a little bit.
I mean, we would have stopped before the turtle.
Yeah, we would have stopped before the turtle.
I
mean,
I'd
appreciate it. We do it after you're dead. I mean, we're not animals, but
no.
Wait a second. You mean to say that you're trafficking children across the border? And I want to understand, that teardrop tattoo there, that's you advertising all your crimes. Hey, lay low a bit.
That's an admission of guilt? What is wrong with you?
Like even the IRA, when they would claim credit, you know, they'd stay anonymous. You're just telling people, this might as well be a tattoo that reads, take me to prison, no.
Yes, no, it makes no sense.
Always crying.
So here's the big issue. They want, of course, our borders open because it's cruel to not allow our borders to be open. I think that it's cruel to actually put people into, like you said, these situations where it ends up separating families, where it puts people into and it ends up hurting people who actually want to be here legally, who deserve to be here legally, who've worked to actually get their place in the queue. But if this were consistent, where if the left were to say, okay, well, look, this is that we don't believe in any kind of borders. We believe in international governments. We don't want a wall. All right, got it. However, haven't we heard them make the argument about sovereignty and about people being able to protect their own country?
I think
it seems like this was the story in the news after COVID, and now COVID's not a thing.
Yeah.
Do we have a clip?
That's why President Biden asked me to come here, to underscore our steadfast commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Sovereignty.
And it's why we will continue our relentless diplomatic efforts to prevent renewed aggression and to promote dialogue and peace.
Well, let me start by first saying a few words about Russia and Ukraine. I've been absolutely clear with President Putin. He has no misunderstanding. If any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion.
Said that word again.
Border?
But
what?
Then it will be met with severe and coordinated economic response that I've discussed in detail with our allies, as well as laid out
it works
very
so well.
Clearly for President Putin.
By the way, don't you love how he took his mask after he sat down and started speaking?
Yes.
It's like you could have just walked out without a mask. It's all political theater.
It is at this point.
Hey, what's a border?
If they assemble
troops at the border, what is a border? This is the change my mind, right? The Socratic method. Just ask someone, what's a border? And then apply it consistently. They can't do it. It's a completely untenable position. Just like with gender. We have another one coming up next Monday. I changed my mind with several different students. It's, what's gender? So, well, gender, what's sex? And they say, well, sex and gender are different because sex is biological and gender is a societal construct, which is a very new argument, but it's untenable because you go, okay, are sports separated by societal constructs or biology? It's not a tenable position. What's a border? If you apply it to the Ukraine, you have to apply it here. So, March 11th, former Vice President Biden signed a $13.9 billion aid package.
Six.
For the
13.6.
13.6. Well, wow. I don't know. I'm dyslexic.
You
so
said
my
you
nines,
weren't a math guy.
My nines look like sixes.
I do the same.
Yeah. I was writing upside down.
I 66 the girl.
Yeah, me too. Oh, well, that's I 86 the girl, but that's because she was going to talk to the fuzz.
I hit her with my 187 Tesla.
Yes.
You know that model's coming out.
So, $13.6 billion
To Ukraine.
In aid to Ukraine.
For border security, it seems.
For border security.
Roughly.
By his own words.
Yeah.
At the same time, decreasing funding for our own Border Patrol by $428 million in 2021 alone.
Oh, come on.
Oh, good. How are the mass graves in Ukraine doing, by the way?
Yeah.
He's really good.
He's doing fantastic work.
Killing
there. Also canceled funding for the wall, of course. And in a February letter to Congress, he wrote, I have determined that the declaration of a national emergency at our southern border was unwarranted. I also have announced that it shall be the policy of my administration that of Kamala Harris's administration that no more American taxpayer dollars be diverted to construct a border wall. That's right. No. We should spend billions protecting the border of countries halfway across the globe. While leaving ours wide open, because there's no crisis.
Right.
We shouldn't worry about this. We don't need to have borders here. We are a country. Imagine no borders. Imagine no countries. Again, imagine nothing to live, nothing to kill or die for. That means nothing to live for. And guess what? Nationalism is pretty damn good. I don't mean ethno-nationalism. Being proud of your country is a pretty damn good thing. You've never had peace exist in this world through some kind of an international globalization or treaty, because guess what happens? Someone eventually breaks it. So your best bet is to be a nationalist with the best country. With the country, and I'm not saying that America is perfect, with the country that does the least amount of damage, with the country that does the most amount of good. But it's pretty tough to do that or to identify that country if you don't believe in defining countries. That requires a border. Ukraine's a country.
Well, they, yeah.
United States, it's just a, you know,
for
it's
now.
Just a, it's more conceptual.
Well, don't worry. We're considering giving them another $500 million. I just found out where they got it from, the Border Patrol budget.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah.
Oh, good.
I see how that works now. Thanks, Joe.
Someone's head on a turtle in El Paso is like, thanks. Great job, Joe. I really appreciate it.
In Brooklyn?
Yeah. Yes. In Westchester.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Westchester's like, what did we
There's
do?
There's just some guy in Westchester who's like, they took my thumbs, Charlie.
Yeah, they took them. Why, Joe, money? No, I was waiting for a bus.
Never open a ketchup.
Oh, my thumbs, Charlie. Name that movie line for people who haven't watched Mug Club.
Such a good movie.
Comment below. Name that movie line. Whoever wins it wins a lock of Gerald's lower back hair.
Ooh.
By that, I mean upper thigh hair in that general region. Smash the like button. We're going to play Steven Knows Sports on Mug Club right now and talk about this a little more in a way we can't talk about on YouTube. YouTube, you can piss off.